Okay, listeners, just to give you the heads up, I am still kind of getting over, we'll put it this way, an injury that happened at the end of December. And then, you know, you're home, not working, not talking to people. Your voice gets a little raspy. So bear with me. Also, I had to let my dog and my cat into the office while I'm recording this. So if you hear them meow or bark, I'm so sorry. But I couldn't have them scratching and barking at the door. So I just wanted to say that thank you for all of the warm wishes that I've received via chat and messaging. I'm okay. Yes, I had a few, you know, hiccups during January and then February and then now March, but getting back at it, I'm doing okay. So let's go back to the podcast idea. So if I had a podcast, what would I talk about? Well, if I did, this is what I would talk about today. Consent Castle. That is right. Consent Castle. Now, don't worry. I will include the links that I'm talking about in the comments, you know, so please check it out. But listen to me first. Consent Castle is where you're going to have a conversation about what you consider to be okay in your sexual relationship with your partner. Now, that could be, you know, your sexual partner that you meet once in a while, you know, for a quick hookup, or someone that you meet for a one-night stand even, or someone that you have a long-term relationship with. No matter what, you always want to have a conversation with them about what you are consenting with. It doesn't always have to be what you're about to do and you're going to tell them what you're consenting to. It can just be an overall umbrella for your whole relationship. I never really had that kind of a conversation with my partner. I mean, at the beginning, and this is a long time ago, but at the beginning when me and everyone knows who I'm with, William, met, we were, you know, both with someone else. I was with someone and he was with someone and we just happened to meet and stay up all night and fall in love and then started, you know, a sexual relationship the next day. But still, we met, we fell in love, we did it. But we were still with someone else, both of us. And that was really tough on both of us. You know, but we still did what we did. And, you know, look at us now, all these years later. Obviously, something clicked. Something wasn't clicking with these other people that we were with. And together, the two of us, something clicked. However, there have been several times during our relationship together that we should have had this conversation of consent, you know, several times, you know, throughout the whole time that we were together. We should have been continually having a conversation of consent, you know, from our first threesome to when we weren't communicating during a lull in our relationship and we were intimate for 18 months. And it was a scary time. It was a very scary time. And because we weren't communicating, we both had our own inner dialogue that we were dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And if we had had just conversations together, it would have been great. So back to the whole, you know, consent castle. Like I said, I'll include the link so you can look into it and see what I'm talking about. But, you know, check it out, definitely. Because you have to understand, you know, and I see it all over Reddit whenever somebody has a problem. People are very quick to say, communicate with your partner. Talk to them first, not us. That's really hard for a lot of people. When you communicate with your partner something that you think is a problem or something that you want to try or something that you don't like, you're really making yourself vulnerable to that partner. You have to understand that conversations like these do need to happen throughout your partnership, yes, but just telling someone to communicate is scary. You know, whether you are, you know, into BDSM with someone that you see once in a while, but you know, or if it's your, you know, your marriage partner, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, it's very hard to have a conversation with them. If there's any kind of aftercare involved of any kind of sexual relationship where you just kind of check in with each other and see if what you had just done was okay for the other, essentially, you know, you need to have a conversation of this type with them. You need to understand that the idea of consent is that it will be forever changing with this person. It's always going to be growing and expanding and adapting to both of your needs. You know, sometimes you know, something one day will really work and it'll be great and it's going to be your go-to thing. You're going to love it. And then bam, something snapped and you don't like that one thing anymore for whatever reason. You need to communicate that with your partner. And that's something that I didn't understand until my friend, who we will refer to as M, he sent me the link about Consent Castle because he felt that it would be beneficial for my relationship. It was very beneficial. It was a good way to put it. It's very simplistically put, you know, and it just basically explains that if you like something, tell the person you're with. If you don't like something, tell the person you're with. Be open to the understanding that this other person might like something, but you need to have the understanding from the get-go what's going on. And the reason why is this, and I've talked about it in the past, and I know that I've deleted such posts, but many of you have read those posts. How do I put this? When I wanted something and I wanted to try something, I asked my partner, William, hey, can we try this? I think it would be a lot of fun. And he was like, no, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't want to do that. And instead of saying what he really meant was that he didn't want to see what it was that I wanted, it was something that he did not find at all sexy. And that is understandable. He is allowed to say that. But because I didn't fully tell him what it was that I wanted, and, you know, because it was a discussion about fantasies, when I didn't discuss with him my fantasy fully, he took it at its face value of what I had said. And then he responded the way he responded without fully telling me how he truly felt. We didn't get along for a little while, and it kind of caused, you know, a little bit of a rift. And, you know, there were a couple of arguments about it and further discussions about it until we really just talked about why it was that I had the certain fantasy. And I explained, it's not so much that I had this fantasy, it was that I wanted to be put in the situation of the fantasy and have him say, no, you're mine. That was it. It wasn't that I wanted to go off and, you know, fulfill this fantasy. I wanted to be put in the situation where I was going to be offered said fantasy and he was going to be like, no, you're mine. And once he found that out and once he knew that, he was like, oh, well, that's how I feel. And it was like, oh my God, why have we been arguing for months? Why have we been arguing over this? It was really funny. But then we thought about it. All those arguments really put a stain on our relationship. It really did. And we weren't communicating properly. So yes, when somebody complains on Reddit about something or asks for, you know, for some kind of advice, and the conversation turns into by the other Reddit people, and they say, communicate. We should have been communicating, but it's really hard. When you're with someone for so long and you're told, hey, you need to talk about consenting, you think that that's at the beginning of the relationship before you start the sexual relationship. You don't think about it being 20 years into the relationship that you still have to discuss consent. You really don't. You think that that's something of the past. A lot of times people also think about consent, meaning just if they're awake, that they're consenting to the act of sex. Or, hey, I want to do this thing, this naughty thing. Is that okay? You're giving your consent. Yes. Having a consent in the relationship includes all kinds of things, because you're also going to go over things that you feel in that moment, and you're going to tell them, hey, if we're going to date, I don't want you sexting with other people. And then you understand that boundary and you don't cross that boundary. Well, let's say 10, 15, 20 years into the relationship, you haven't had that conversation in a while. Do you remember that? What if something happens and you realize, oh, wow, I've been doing something that they might not be okay with? How do you begin that conversation? And it's really hard when you've been in a relationship for a long time and you realize that something you've been doing recently could be considered to your partner cheating. And then you try and have the conversation about it, and all you do is you feel guilty and you feel wrong, you feel dirty, you feel like you don't deserve their love anymore. When you realize that you've hurt this person that you're with and you're trying to get things back on track, discussing Consent Castle is something that you need to consider. It's just having a very basic conversation about your wants and your needs and your desires and what you're okay with in the relationship. We need to allow ourselves to understand that things are going to change over time. And something that we like one day is going to be different the next. Something that we said at the beginning of the relationship that we were dead set against, we might be willing to try later on down the road. And without having that consistent talk, that consistent communication, when you screw up, when you fuck up, how do you get back to each other and make it work again? How do you make it work? Consent Castle would help. It really would. It's very simple. It's very basic, like I said. I am so glad that my friend M, you know, suggested it because it has been beneficial and helpful because I had read it and I'd seen it and I understood it. And then weeks later, I reached out to my friend again and I was like, I get it. I understand it, but I'm still having this issue and I don't know what to do. And he was like, it's all about the consent castle. You've got to go back to that. You've got to have a conversation of that. You have to know what both of you are on the same page about. Because if you're not on the same page, you're going to fuck up. And if you're not expressing of what you are consenting to in your relationship, you're gonna fuck up. Both of you are. You know, I know this isn't much of a sexy talk like my others, but it's just something that I've been dealing with for a few weeks. And a big reason of why I had to take a step away is that I was receiving a lot of really nice messages from, you know, from a lot of you. And just a lot of people that also aren't followers, but would see or hear my stuff and reach out to me, and which is great. I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the praise. But some people were challenging my love and my devotion for my partner. And that's not okay. I did post about this a little bit, about wanting to put somebody on blast. There was someone who I was having very casual conversations with, nothing sexy. Nothing truly flirty, just an appreciation for each other's posts. And he chose to write me privately. And then the conversation turned really mean and really dark. And he tried to make it seem like I was unhappy in my relationship and how I was searching for something better outside of my relationship with William. And he got really nasty about stuff. And it wasn't okay. I waited a moment before I blocked him and left the chat so that way I could show William the entire chat. I handed him my phone when he got home. I let him scroll through and read everything so that way he could see both sides. Didn't take screenshots and sent him. I just sat there with him. And we sat in his car for 2 hours talking about that conversation that I had with that person. And he made me feel a lot better knowing that there was proof right there that I hadn't searched out for this person and that some people on Reddit can be truly mean and conniving. And it just really hit me. It really struck me because I'm not doing what I'm doing for any kind of personal pleasure in any way. I'm doing what I'm doing because it's something that I wanted to do for a long time. I wanted to be a sexual therapist for rape victims and to especially help them out with their sexual relationship with their current partner or any partners in the future, because that is really tough when you've been sexually assaulted to then try and be intimate with someone afterwards, because you can go one of two ways, really. You know, I'm sure there's more, but at least for me it was one of two ways. You could either introvert, you know, and not want to be around people, not want people to touch you, or you would become overly sexualized because you felt so violated, you wanted to get that power back. It's really tough when you don't realize you're doing it until you realize a month later, holy shit, I really had sex that many times this month with so many different people that I don't even remember their names. That's really tough, especially at a young age. It's really tough. And when I say young, I mean 18. Sorry. I'll have to specify that. Sorry. I am glad that I met William when I did, because I was making those fuck ups. I was making those mistakes. I wasn't thinking about myself first and my safety and my health first. He turned that around. I should have had that conversation with him of consent, of this is what I want in a relationship. This is what I'm okay with. And let him tell me what he was okay with. He is a good listener. He has always put me first. And it's amazing. I really lucked out with him. That's why I'll do another one about why Property of William came about, because it was really funny. But that is why, essentially, you know, I am his, he is mine. But we still fuck up. Okay? We do. We're human. We're going to fuck up. But just keep that in mind, because I do appreciate everyone that listens to me and responds and says their sweet little things, whether it's, you know, through comments or, you know, I did have to turn off my chatting. I'm very sorry. If we already have a chat open, you're able to continue chatting, just to let you know, but I don't have it available on my page for you to click to chat. But yeah, and I don't know how to end this. I really don't, because I just want for everyone to know and to understand that I do care. I read everybody's posts. I read everybody's message. Look at everybody's profile. I appreciate people that they've reached out to me and have said thank you for posting this, or thank you for you know, dropping this audio because it was helpful. I haven't done that many, and that's what made me feel good and appreciate it. And I plan to do more. I do. I just got a little sick and didn't feel very good when I was recording. It just didn't sound right. And it still doesn't. I'm still working on it. Please do understand that I care. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going to get back into it. I am. But just know today, if I had a podcast, that's what I would talk about, is Consent Castle. So like I said, I'm going to include the links of what I was talking about in the comments, so that way you can be able to check it out. Please do. If you find other things out there that you think are beneficial, please drop that in the comment as well, try this out as well. Check this out. This was beneficial for me and my partner. But please communicate with your partners. Be open to consent. Be open to change with your partners, because right now is a tough time in all of our lives. There's a lot going on out there. It's a lot everywhere in the entire world. Every single country is affected somehow right now. And we need to band together. We need to stick together. We need to keep having sex, keep having orgasms. You know they're beneficial, but I'm serious. Please speak to your partners, whether today with your current partner or in the future. Speak to your partner. Okay. So I love you, listeners. I appreciate you, listeners, and have a good day.